Hello.
Yes,
good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research. Okay, and this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or as a volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, sir. And with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican or Democrat or affiliated?
Affiliated.
Okay. All right, sir. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, you know, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like a school board on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, or I am not at all likely to vote, I'm not registered to vote?
Likely.
Okay. Very likely to vote, okay. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your main racial background?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65,
sure,
66 to 70, or over 75?
Over 75.
All right. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Well, I don't know.
Just generally speaking.
Generally speaking, about the same way they've been going for a long time.
Would that be right direction or wrong direction, sir?
Well, could be improved a lot.
Which one?
Could be improved a lot.
Okay, so, okay. All right, sir, now from the following list, which issue would your local elected officials, you know, focus on most to help you and your family? Would that be illegal immigration, inflation and cost, things like gas and groceries, K-12 education, crime and public safety, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, abortion, or traffic and congestion?
Inflation.
Okay, inflation. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and you now will be giving a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that, you know, you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one would be Donald Trump. Would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Ron mm-hmm. DeSantis.
Same.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Not at all.
Would that be very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
No, very.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And this the remainder of this survey is going to focus on issues of education in your community. Okay. From the following list, which issues should your county school board focus most to improve K-12 education? The first one says allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increase teachers' pay, reduce class sizes, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, strengthening school safety and security measures, improving the academic rating of schools, or increasing school choice options.
Well, none of those, I don't worry about any of those because I don't have any kids involved in the public school system. So none of those concern me at all.
Okay. So not, okay. All right, sir. And, you now will be given, ask about some organizations and groups that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. Okay, if you have no opinion, I have never heard of each, please indicate that as well. The first one would be private schools. Would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. What about your county school board?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay, your local PTA or PTO?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, teachers?
No opinion.
Traditional public schools?
Oh, no opinion on that.
Teachers unions?
Bad.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay, Moms for Liberty.
Haven't heard of them.
Never heard. Okay, and charter schools?
Favorable.
Very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the job your county school board is doing? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
No opinion.
Okay. All right, sir. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
No opinion.
All right, sir, and which of the following best describes you? Okay, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in education issues facing my community, or local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
The last one will work.
That last one, okay. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. The other one says parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serves their needs, okay, regardless of their zip code or income.
No opinion.
Okay. All right, sir. And the other one says, okay, as you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on the ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. The other one says the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
No opinion on that.
Okay. All right, sir. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Okay, many schools board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontations with them. Okay, the other one say parents have the right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with the actions they have taken. Parents are, the ultimate authority when it comes to their child education.
The last one.
The last one. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And you will now be giving a series of issues, positions that a candidate might hold. Okay. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate if the election for a school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay. The first one says a candidate who supports enacting term limits on the school board. Members, meaning, that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years. more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely to vote for them, or no difference?
Okay. I'm not really interested in anything to do with the school board or any of that. How much longer have you got?
We almost done, sir. Well, it's only a little bit more left, okay, and we should almost be done.
What's a little bit more? How many questions?
We have 70%, okay, so it's only like 30% left. Maybe 3 or 4 minutes?
No, we're getting ready to go to church, so.
All right, well, thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Maybe I can call you some other time, okay?